Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Lachlan with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, steering committee of the National Fire Ant Eradication Program have found that the current approach to the spread of fire ants in southeast Queensland is insufficient, stating that 4 years into a 10-year plan, with the current limitations of the budget, it is unlikely fire ants will be eradicated or contained in the region. It has been recommended in a review that it would cost an extra $100 million to $250 million every year by Queensland and other actors to contain fire ants to southeast Queensland.
The Queensland Industrial Relations Commission have certified 3 enterprise bargaining agreements for state school teacher aides, cleaners and school-employed support staff. The bargaining agreement focuses on cost of living pressures and improved work conditions. Already in effect, eligible workers are receiving back payments from September 1st, 2020. Also included is a year-on-year pay rise for the next 3 years, at 4%, 4% and 3% respectively, as well as greater job security for teachers and increased payment allowance for experienced cleaners.
In national news, AI scientists investigate wearable technology and the benefits it could have on the healthcare system. Researchers at the University of South Australia have won a $1 million grant to investigate wearable technologies. The research surrounds the question of whether these technologies can detect early signs of sickness through temperature and sleep pattern detection. Dr. Alex Bender states that you would not need to lock down anymore because you would just break infection pathways so early.
Australia's police ministers discuss models for national firearms to support police in tackling gun violence. Today, state and territory ministers meet to discuss options for a register. This government decision follows the murders of Queensland police officers on a regional property in December last year. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus claims a national firearms register would provide police across all Australian jurisdictions with timely and accurate information to assess firearm risk and protect the community from harm.
In international news, the Ukrainian counter-offensive against occupying Russian forces has commenced in the southeast region around the Zaporizhia region. The offensive has been anticipated by Russian forces, who have set up multi-layered defense with zigzag trenches, dragon's teeth, and other obstacles. The offensive will be conducted using Western-supplied tanks and armored vehicles and comes following attacks along the front line attempting to pin other Russian forces in place.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.